Salts. Today we're going to explore a fascinating family of enzymes called sulfotransferases, or salts for short. These enzymes play a crucial role in our body's detoxification processes, helping to break down and eliminate various substances like hormones, neurotransmitters, and environmental toxins. Understanding how SULTs work can give us valuable insights into our individual health and how we respond to different substances. What do sulfotransferases do? SULTs are part of what's known as phase 2 detoxification. In simple terms, they take substances that need to be eliminated and make them more water-soluble by attaching a sulfur-containing molecule called a sulfonate group. This process is called sulfation or sulfonation. If you're familiar with shampoos or cleaning products, you might recognize sulfates and sulfonates as ingredients that help break up dirt and grime so they can be easily washed away. SULTs do something similar in our cells. SULTs and neurotransmitters. One of the key roles of SULTs is regulating our neurotransmitters, the chemical messengers that allow our nerve cells to communicate. Two important neurotransmitters that SULTs act on are dopamine and norepinephrine, which are part of a class called catecholamines. Let's use dopamine as an example. Dopamine is released by nerve cells to send signals related to reward, motivation, and movement. But the level of dopamine has to be just right. Too little can lead to depression and apathy, while too much can be toxic to nerve cells. SULTs, particularly SULT1A3 and SULT1A1, help maintain the right balance by breaking down dopamine inside the cells that receive the signal. They do this by attaching a sulfate group, converting dopamine into an inactive form called dopamine-3-O-sulfate. In fact, this sulfated form makes up about 90% of the dopamine circulating in our blood. Interestingly, dopamine is also produced in the gut, where it plays a role in digestive motility. SULT1A3 is involved in breaking down this gut-derived dopamine as well. This gut-brain connection may be one reason why artificial food colorings, which can inhibit SULT1A, have been linked to symptoms of ADHD. By blocking the breakdown of dopamine in the gut, these additives may indirectly increase dopamine in certain brain regions. However, more research is needed to confirm this theory. Estrogen and SULTs. Another important role of SULTs is in the metabolism of estrogen and its related compounds. The main players here are SULT1A1 and SULT1A1. SULT1A1 is primarily responsible for attaching sulfates to estradiol, the most potent form of estrogen, converting it into an inactive form. This helps regulate estrogen levels in the body. SULT1A1, on the other hand, helps break down certain estrogen metabolites called catechol estrogens, which have been linked to increased cancer risk, particularly breast cancer. By sulfating these metabolites, SULT1A1 helps detoxify them and reduce their potential harm. SULTs also help break down estrogen-mimicking compounds we're exposed to in the environment, like phthalates found in plastics. However, worryingly, some phthalate breakdown products can actually inhibit SULT enzymes, potentially disrupting the body's natural hormone balance. Other substances SULTs act on, beyond neurotransmitters and estrogen. SULTs have a wide range of other targets, including thyroid hormones, bile acids, other steroid hormones like DHEA and pregnenolone, phytochemicals like resveratrol and hesperidin, environmental toxins like BPA medications, like acetaminophen, morphine, and tamoxifen, carcinogens found in smoked meats. The SULTI gene family scientists have identified several different SULTI genes, each coding for a specific enzyme with its own unique targets. These genes are divided into three main families: SULT1, SULT2, and SULT4. The SULT1 family primarily handles phenolic compounds like neurotransmitters, hormones, and various drugs. Some key genes in this family are SULT1A1, acts on estrogens, dopamine, and environmental toxins. certain variants have been linked to lower enzyme activity and increased cancer risk. SULT1A3 breaks down dopamine and norepinephrine. Variants may affect neurotransmitter levels and neurological health. SULT121 specializes in estrogen sulfation. Variants can influence estrogen metabolism and hormone-related cancer risk. The SULT2 family mainly deals with steroid hormones and bile acids. A notable gene in this group is SULT2A1, which is crucial for metabolizing DHEA, a precursor to other steroid hormones. Variants have been associated with conditions like PCOS and osteoporosis. While we can't change our genes, understanding our unique SULT profile can help us make more informed lifestyle choices. Be sure to check out the genotype report and life hacks section to learn how to support your body's sulfation pathways through diet and lifestyle.